We have to realize that none of us are perfect. And I mean, none of us are perfect. But strangely, I once heard a former church member say that very thing, that they were perfect. And I looked at them and I wondered as to why they even thought that. We're living in a world that is ruled not by God, but by Satan. All right? God allows Satan to do what he's working out, his plan. We always must keep that in mind, that we're dealing with the world and we're dealing with Satan ruling over the world. But we're supposed to be lights to the world, for the world is in darkness. And when we come in contact with people, they see us. They're supposed to see us as a shining light. So we have to keep this in mind, that we're supposed to grow in the characteristics and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And that's what tomorrow pictures, Pentecost, when the church first received the Holy Spirit. Now, we have to also look at people as being human and making mistakes, but we also have to look at us with the Spirit of God in us to try to stop making those mistakes, to stop sinning. So on Pentecost, they were gathered together and they actually saw the demonstration by God of the Holy Spirit going to each and every one that had gathered there. And we also know what happened as a result of that. They were given the ability to speak in foreign languages and understand as well in foreign languages. Because if you spoke to somebody in a foreign language, you have to understand what they're saying. So with all this in mind, let's take a look and see what it means with the Holy Spirit. So let's turn to Acts 4. And we're going to look at verse 36. And it says in Acts 4:36, and Jose was also called Barnabas by the apostles, which was translated the son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus. Having land, sold it and brought money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Very simple. He had something, he sold it, and he gave a donation to the church. Now we continue reading and we see in Acts 5, we see two people that wanted to do basically the same thing, but what they wanted really to do was to say they gave more than what they actually did and what happens as a result of that. So these people wanted the apostles in the church to think that they were very generous by giving the entire sale to the apostles so they would be held in high regard. And now we continue reading, and this is what we read. But a certain man named Ananias, with his Sapphira, his wife, sold the possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds. His wife was also aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? It was still his. So why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have lied not to men, but to God. They lied to the Holy Spirit. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those that were there who heard these things. And the young men arose, wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. He was looking at the apostles as being just human beings, but they have the Holy Spirit inside them. Now, about 3 hours later, when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened, Peter answered her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. She said, yes, for so much. And Peter says this to her, how is it that you've agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in, found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. Again, the people wanted to show to the church they were more generous than they actually were. but they were lying to God, they were lying to the Holy Spirit, and they were not just lying to a human being. And if you read verse 11, it says, great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. So now, again, we keep in mind, people are physical, all right? The Holy Spirit is living inside all us baptized members. The dealings we're supposed to have with each other are supposed to be honest dealings and not to hide anything from another person, not to lie, not to steal, because we're supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit and developing the character of God. Now, there's another situation in the Bible that is somewhat more dramatic than what we just read. Turn to Numbers 12. And we're going to read the dissension of Aaron and Miriam. So in Numbers 12, it says, then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman who he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. So they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? All right. Has he not spoken through us also? All right. And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all the men who were on the face of the earth. Suddenly, the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out here, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting. So all three of them heard God's voice. So the three came out, and the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forward. Then he said, hear my words. If there's a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Again, they're looking at a human being, and they know better because they knew God was with Moses and everything that he did. So now, it says, the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he departed. And when the cloud departed from above the tabernacle, suddenly Miriam became leprous as a white snow. And then Aaron turned towards Miriam, and there she was, a leper. So Aaron said to Moses, O Lord, please do not lay this sin on us, in which we have done foolishly and which we have sinned. Do not let her be as one dead, whose flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. So Aaron recognized that they really were foolish. They did make a mistake. He was pleading with Moses to plead with God on behalf of his sister. So Moses cried to the Lord, saying, please heal her, O God, I pray. And then the Lord said to Moses, if her father had spit in her face, would she not be shamed 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and afterward she may be received again. So what happened is both Aaron and Miriam forgot who Moses actually was, all right? And he was an instrument God was using to lead the children of Israel to the promised land. The Holy Spirit was with him. Now, I'm going to talk about one other instance, but I'm not going to go into great detail, all right? Because, again, it was the house of Korah. The house of Korah went up against Moses because they thought that they had a right to do so. Now, in Numbers 16, you would read, they tested Moses. Moses told the Lord not to respect their offerings. And we read that the earth swallowed them up. Now, what happened was God told Moses to tell the people to separate themselves from these people, all right? And that was Dathan and Abiram and everybody else that was with him, the house of Korah. And there they were on the face of the earth, and the earth actually opened up like this. They fell down, and it closed. It swallowed them up. But God spared the children of Korah. So Pentecost symbolizes the first day when God's Holy Spirit was given to the church. Right? At that time, they were the lights to the world. People heard them, and they were able to talk with them. And 3,000 people had been converted on that day of Pentecost. We must also remember to respect the Holy Spirit in everything which we basically do.